one of the members of Human Nature has got out, quit the group after 30 years.
Oh, I knew he was going to do it.
Yes, well, Phil Burton, the singer from Human Nature that has that real sort of deep voice that I guess specialises in their more baritone style of performance in their particular tracks, he's told Stella magazine that he will be leaving the band after 30 years, but it's a little bit confusing as to actually what is happening, because he said that, like a lot of people, he's been reassessing his priorities after COVID, and he's made a family decision not to rejoin the rest of the group, Toby Allen and Andrew and Michael Turney, on their upcoming residency in Las Vegas, but will rejoin the group when they play in Australia. So at the moment, they would have been touring right through Victoria. They had a show planned there in Bendigo 2 days ago, which has now been moved to August, but still unclear as to what will be happening with that. I've put a call in this morning to their publicist for that particular tour just to confirm whether that will be happening or not. But look, the show goes on. They'll be rejigging their vocal arrangements for their Vegas residency, and simply, I guess, a foursome will become a trio. But they're absolute pros, so I'm sure that they can handle it very, very well.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Vegas and have a few days there. Oasis star Noel Gallagher's got himself back in the news again.
Yes, well, this is on the back of Prince Harry's sort of shot across the bow to the BBC, his threat to sue them for defamation if they persisted with reporting that the Queen wasn't consulted or they didn't ask permission from the Queen to use her nickname, Lilibet, as the name for their new baby girl that was born earlier in the week. And the BBC went forward with a story a few days ago quoting a source who said that the Queen wasn't consulted. Prince Harry has since disputed that. Some ambiguities in his statement, saying that she was they spoke to her in advance of the birth, so I'm not quite sure whether that meant 2 days before or 2 months before or what have you, but everybody's giving their two bobs worth with this story, and Noel's one of them. He's come out and called Prince Harry a woke snowflake and said that he sympathises. I know, right? How classic of Noel is that particular comment? But for what it's worth, he did say that he does sympathise with Prince William in the sense that he does have a brother who seems to speak his mind, or words to those effects. So he's causing a stir. We'll give him points. He's remaining on brand, but he's on the PR trail, I guess, sort of, for his latest project, a best of sort of album for his band. So he has to drop some bombs to get some headlines, and it seems to work because... seems to have worked because we and all of the world's media are talking about it.
Yeah, well, Oasis, they're best of, I guess, you know, one of the better Beatles cover bands in the world anyway, so I'd listen to the original myself. But now, Harrison Ford, oh, starting to film the next Indiana Jones movie. He's 78. What is going on?
Yes, 79, yes.
Oh, 79.
Yes, 79. Filming started this week over in the UK, Northumberland in the UK, at a big haunted castle over there, big humongous haunted castle in Northumberland. So for the fifth movie there, filming has got underway this week. They've had a lot of delays with it. There was issues with the screenwriter and obvious delays due to COVID, but they finally got the cameras rolling, and we'll have to wait a little while before we actually see it in the cinemas, but great news to finally actually have production getting underway on that one.
So yeah, he'd be older now than the character that Sean Connery played, his father, wouldn't he be? He'd be older than that character.
Or he'd be getting close.
Yeah.
He'd be getting close.
Yeah, great films. I wonder if it'll still have that magic. I suppose he'll show that he can still do it.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. My sources close to me, suggest that he was born on the 13th of July, 1942, which puts him 78.
Oh, July, is it? Oh, my apologies. I thought it was earlier than
He's like that, Jaden. Don't worry. He just has to have the last word.
Yes, I learned it from one of my ex-wives. Jaden, always good to chat, and we will do so again next week.
No worries. Catch you then, guys.
Good on you. Jaden Forster.